Hi guys, it's Shane and welcome back to another episode of Teenage Dream. So this is gonna be like kind of a collage episode where I just pop in randomly whenever I feel like it and say random thoughts in my mind, and who knows when I'll come back. And yeah, I just thought of this idea now. I'll just pop in with my random thoughts and my random opinions and things that are on my mind.
I just wanted to live the teenage dream.
So, today is the day before school. It is August 17th. It is currently 10:05 p.m. and here's what's on my mind. First, I keep thinking about this boy and I don't know why. Like, it doesn't make any sense for me to think about this boy, like, logically. Like, I haven't seen him since 8th grade, like, 8th grade graduation. I've only had, like, not even a conversation, really. Like, I did one of those, like, I had a crush on him in 8th grade, and I sent him, like, one of those crush, like, Google Forms when it was, like, really trendy and popular. And after that, I really haven't talked to him. But here I am. And it's for the past like 2 days, like endorphins have been like rushing through my mind thinking about him. And it doesn't make any sense because I know it's not going to happen. I even like ask the universe, like, you know, when people ask the universe, like, hey, universe, show me this, if this is going to happen or if I should not trust this person or if this is like, you know, so I ask the universe to show me something and I haven't seen it. So I don't think it's gonna happen, but at the same time I kind of want it to. If there is a force out there, the force must know it's not gonna happen, and if it does, it's not gonna be good for me. But for some reason all that's been on my mind has been this boy, and it started because he popped up in my dream. And in my dream, like, he wasn't even treating me well. But then I was still head over heels over him. And it was so freaking weird. Like, I didn't even Google that dream. Actually, let's Google the dream.
Metro. To dream of someone else being mean to you represents feelings about people or situations that you believe are intentionally trying to not make you feel good. Feeling that someone is being unfair to you.
Let me Google crush. Let me put my mic down for a second. Strangely enough, I click on the first article and it was written on my birthday this year. So if this isn't a bigger sign that, hey Jane, this is for you, it means like somebody's not considering your feelings. And it's literally like I'm just overanalyzing everything he does. Like, he'll literally watch my story and I'll be like, dang, he watched my story. Or I'm like, oh my gosh, he didn't like my picture. And I don't like that I'm doing that because I feel like I should just live life and not be too worried about like some 17-year-old boy. But at the same time, I'm just like losing my mind over this kid, and it's not even necessary. Maybe I just want attention and I don't even think he likes me. But the thing is, these TikTok readings are like what's making me draw closer. But I don't want to fall for somebody and then end up breaking my own heart again, because I've done that so many times where I fall for someone who I know doesn't like me, who I know doesn't want really anything to do with me, but for some reason I want everything to do with them, and then I have to like snap out of it. And maybe I'm just like, you know, hormonal or something, but I don't know. And it's kind of like weird. Like, a part of me does want him to like me, like a part of me, like really, you know. But at the other time, like on the other side, it's like, does he? Should I? Like, I don't want to do that to myself again. It just gets like so annoying. Like, just falling in love with somebody you know is like unavailable. But I still do it every single time. Whatever reason, because just love feels really good in the moment. And when you're out of that moment, it kind of fucking sucks. Like, it really does. Like, I'm not gonna say I'm in love, because this isn't love. It's more of a, like, infatuation. Because, like, I'm just in love with this idea that I've constructed of him in my mind, which is probably not who he is. And maybe I'm just looking for that person who fits that idea. And I kind of feel like maybe I also kind of know, like, I won't find him now. Also, it's the day, it's the day before school. I got my nails done. I really like them. I got black, and they're pretty lengthy. My mom didn't like the length. And I got glitter, and it's kind of like a green glitter. Why are people talking? Shut up. My mom's really like, go to bed. And here she is. She's talking, making so much noise in this house. Like, people don't got to school tomorrow. Actually, I'm not even prepared. Well, I am prepared, but I'm kind of like nervous because it's like going to be so much people there. Like, so much people. And Delta variant is running rampant. I give school less than a month, honestly. I said that before and I'll say it again. Another thing is I went to church for the first time in a couple of months. And this was just like, while I was in church, I was like, still didn't feel the sparks that I felt before. And I was sitting there and I saw this video before on TikTok, and it was like by PragerU. I don't know if that's like a religious university or anything. The video had me thinking, and then at church, I was thinking about it like throughout the whole time. Maybe some people are genuinely at church so frequently, or they're such great believers in God because they can't like handle the thought that there isn't anything after death. And I kind of wish I just knew. Like, I wish I didn't have to like figure it out when I die. Like, I just kind of wish I knew, because I wish I had that closure and I was just like 100% sure. And maybe somebody does know, you know, like maybe people, like adults, secretly know that there isn't anything after, or they feel like that, but they can't grasp it. They don't want to grasp it, because it's like, you can't really think of anything past yourself. Like, you can't comprehend you not existing. It doesn't feel right to you because you exist now, and the thought of you just doesn't seem like something that makes sense. But that's what I was thinking, like, and PragerU's video, like, it wasn't by PragerU, somebody who reposted it. It was like, you should teach your kids religion so they don't know the sad truth that this whole thing is like pointless. Something along the lines of that. When you have like a religion, life doesn't feel as pointless. Like, my parents would say similar things, and I'm like, would life feel pointless if we didn't believe that there was some guy in the sky? Some dude who died on the cross? Would we just do things differently? Would our morals change? Those are my thoughts for today. I'll pop in again. Hi, again, it's still the same day, but I just wanted to say, do we just attach ourselves to the same habits of comfort? Because, well, I know they feel comfortable, like being infatuated with somebody who doesn't exist. Well, this idea of someone who doesn't exist, who I don't know yet, like, does that just, like, that feels comfortable to me because I've done it so many times that it doesn't even feel like, oh my gosh, you know, like, that's freaking weird. Like, it just feels like I'm laying in my bed, you know, with my comfy blanket, my comfy pillows, the temperature set right. Like, that's how these habits feel. They just feel so good when you're in it. Everything feels so good when you're in it. But then when you're out of it, you just feel shitty. That's why so many people are addicted to drugs. And this is why I can't do drugs. Because, like, I have such an addictive personality. And I know, like, if I even, like, barely, like, touch the surface, I will, like, overdo it. Like, I can't. I just like thrive for those few moments of there, you know, like few moments where you just feel so like happy of what something could be. You, even though you know how it's gonna end up, like, you, for the people who like are addicted to drugs, they know that when they're off their high, they're gonna feel horrible, or when they stop drinking, they're gonna feel horrible, but they still do it for those couple of seconds, because the couple of seconds is comfort. And I feel like because of my mental illnesses, like, and you know how I could, the lack of happy hormones in my mind because of those mental illnesses, everything just feels more comfortable. Like the little things that bring me to a point where I'm just like, you know, like even though I know it's temporarily, even though I know I'm gonna feel bad afterwards, I still go back to them because I like the feeling of this temporary happiness, even though I know I'm gonna hate, even though I know I'm not gonna feel happy later. Like, I literally keep popping in here and saying the most random stuff, which is exactly the point. But I'm thinking again, like, maybe I just have like so much love to give and have nobody to give it to. And it's like desperately something that I want. But at the same time, am I like ready for that vulnerability? Like, I'm finally in a mental state where I can like be in a relationship. Like, that's healthy and that's not like that. But here I am, still falling into my old habits, falling for someone who I know is not gonna happen. It's just because it's familiar. And I know that, like, I have to continue telling myself, like, I'm just doing this because it's familiar and it's not gonna happen, but I want it to. Every time I get myself wrapped up in these, at some point I realize, Jane, it's not gonna happen and he's not gonna come. Then I have to break my heart and be like, he's not here for you. I don't know why I fall for people who are unavailable. Let's Google it, actually. Why do I fall for people who I can't have? And I don't want to fall for this boy. And I don't want to put myself in that position because I know it's not going to end up well. But at the same time, right now just feels comfortable. Right now, it feels great. And I know it's not going to feel like that tomorrow. I know it's not going to feel like that in a week. I know it's not going to feel like that in a month. And I know I'm probably not going to see him. We live literally in like the same area, but I haven't seen him. I don't know why I want somebody I can't have. It's the excitement it gives. And maybe I know like this person will provide me with the validation, but at the same time, I need to provide that to myself because I can't continue doing this to myself. It's not healthy and it's not gonna work out. Like, I can't be like, I'm gonna get a crush and they're gonna provide me with validation, because I need to do that myself. And I feel like every time I do this, I just break down my self-esteem and I just want to fulfill this fantasy of being in love. Made him like the superhuman, and it's not true. This love that I have in my mind and whatever this belief of who he is that I have in my mind isn't true. And I have to tell myself like it isn't true and it's probably not gonna happen. Oh geez, am I gonna cry? Like, everybody in TV shows like makes it seem like, you know, this is what you want. Like, you want to be in love and love looks like this. And does it? Like, it doesn't always feel good. I know that, but like, why does my mind keep telling me that it does? Because look, I've only been infatuated with him for one day. Like, it started Monday and today's Tuesday and I'm already crying. If I sit here and I'm like, oh my gosh, he doesn't like me because I'm black, he doesn't date black people, then I won't ever get any sort of peace. Also, I've been thinking about going to HBCU, but like, I also want to stay in state. And I think the only HBCU is like FAMU. Oh, Bethune-Cookman, I literally forgot about that. I kind of like need to get myself out of the mindset like of how TV show love is and how TV show things are. Like, everything about a TV show is a TV show. Like, it's not the truth, even though how much I want it to be, even though how much I want my life to be like that. At the end of the day, I'm just gonna be heartbroken if I keep searching for this TV show that isn't real, that like isn't gonna happen. I'm not saying your love can't feel good, and I'm not saying you can't be happy in a relationship that you're in. I'm saying like I can't keep searching and try to fulfill this void of like, and validate myself through a person, a relationship. Like it never ends up well. Imagine somebody calling you sensational. Like, it's not simple, pretty, beautiful, you know, whatever. Sensational? I'm sensational? What? And I need to continue saying my affirmations, because when I say them, I don't get this nearly as bad. And I think because I haven't been saying them, that's why it's been like, you know, rocky for me. But I'm gonna say them now, because I'm like, I'm sensational, period. Because I am. I'm amazing. I'm awesome. Like, I'm all these great qualities, and I need to remember that I don't need somebody else to like remind me of that. Because if I do, then I'll just like keep searching for an empty hole. Like, I'll just keep trying to fill like a bottomless pit, and it will never work out for me. So we resolved ourselves. Also, I've been waiting on a call from my friend, and they haven't even joined. So I'm gonna call them. Yeah. Hi guys. I'm sorry if the audio changes throughout this episode. Sometimes these things just pop into my mind, and if I don't feel like grabbing my professional mic and plug it in and everything, then we're just gonna have to get regular computer audio. But I was thinking, it's only been my first day of senior year, but I'm like, why do I feel like I'm trying to prove something to someone? I feel like I'm at school, and I'm going back to that mindset of like, I feel like I have something to prove to these people, who half them I don't know and probably won't ever know, and really couldn't care less about how they think about me, but I still feel the need to try to prove something to someone. And I think that goes back to like the relationships thing that I was talking about. Like, I feel like if I'm in a relationship, I'll prove to people like, hey, I can do that. Like, I can be that. And maybe secretly, I want to prove to every single person that was like calling me ugly and telling me all these mean things when I was younger, that, hey, look at me. This person doesn't think I'm ugly. They date me. Like, they like me. And I don't know why I feel the need to fulfill these people's validation, even though I don't care. But at the same time, I care so much. And I don't want to care. And I don't want to show people that I care. Because if you show people that you care, you put yourself in a vulnerable spot. And I know I have to kind of be a little vulnerable to make friends and a little vulnerable for this and that, but like, I don't want to put myself in a spot where I'm like in a place where somebody could easily hurt me. It's literally just like a trauma response, which I know. I don't want to put myself in a position to be hurt. I don't. And maybe that's why I kind of don't want like a relationship. But like, I don't think I was doing so well, and then one bad thing and here we are. I just forgot like how weird it is at school. Like, I just expected so much more. But I do think I am trying to prove something to these people, even though I don't need to. And I don't think that a relationship will come to me or something like that will come to me until I stop. But at the same time, like, I don't know how to stop. Like, I don't know how to be like, Jane, you don't need to press these people. Like, there's no reason to. Like, at the end of the day, you don't. Like, these are just high schoolers whose minds aren't even fully developed. And some of them literally haven't changed. I don't know why I feel like I need to prove something to them so they could be like, oh my gosh, that's Shane. When, why would anybody care? Why should anybody care? And most importantly, why do I care? It's not like I need to. It's not like it's benefiting me. But yet, I have, like, this ability in my mind to, like, make up these scenarios, and it's like, I don't even, I think I just want the attention. It's not like, not all attention is good attention, and it's not necessarily worth it. Since freshman year, I've been having like this dream where like my dad is like super rich or something, or like the president of like Haiti, because he can't be the president of the United States because he wasn't born here, and he comes and then he picks me up in like a helicopter, And that's like the most random thing ever. And I've been thinking about it. And I'm like, yeah. And then people see me be like, oh my gosh, she has a helicopter. But why do I need it? I don't need a helicopter, nor should I care if anybody sees me. Like, nor should I really care. And if my dad was rich, would he really be picking me up at school in like a helicopter? And I have to apply for colleges, which kind of like, and I'm already like, wow, I don't want to like speak too soon and say anything like too much about school, because you know, you never really know. Who knows if future person could be in that classroom? But I just keep thinking about future person, and I was so good at focusing on me. The thing is, there's bonuses and good things to online school for me mentally, but at the same time, it also destroys my mental health in a way that school could never. Like, just in math, like, just think of that. Like, it just destroys my mental health in a way that, like, I can't even explain. But there are pluses. Like, I have, like, the thing, like, the time and the ability to focus on myself and not be so wrapped around about everybody else. But at the same time, I don't really have anybody to talk to. It's not like I'm such a visual person, and like after visual it's kinesthetic, and then after kinesthetic it's audio. Online school is like a lot of audio, and I can't learn that way, and I can't live that way. I don't want to go back to a place of like doing this and already see myself like slipping into my old habits. Like, I don't want to people please. I don't want to do this anymore. Like, I've had enough and I've done enough. So I think that's my thoughts for today. Talk to you guys whenever. Okay, I've been updating this like every single day for like the past 3 days. No, 4 days, yeah. So today's the 19th, Thursday. I got my senior pictures today, but that's not what's on my mind. I just saw this TikTok video, and I, as we know, I use that clock app like no tomorrow, and I reference TikTok. My mind is empty, mind you, right? Like, my mind is empty. Ask me anything about school, don't know it. Yesterday, I literally forgot the number 9 existed. But anything that deals with that freaking TikTok clock, tick, tick, tick app, I know. Like, I just know. But anyways, and it was like most regretted majors. And I keep seeing that, like, as I become older, even though I'm still a teenager and I'm still in high school, just thinking about like my future careers. I feel like the job market right now is like so slim. Like, where's the spice? Like, no degrees seem to matter if it's not like business or computer science. Everything else is like boring. Like, I want to take, and I feel like people, I know you should like want to make money, but like, I feel like people don't want to do the things they love because they want to make money, but at the same time, the things they love aren't paying the bills, you know? Things they love aren't gonna give you like a stable workplace and a stable kind of environment most of the time. But anyways, it's 9 p.m. and I haven't done anything. But as I was saying, I saw this video on TikTok, of course, and it was like, I got a biology degree and now I'm working at Starbucks. Do you know how much a degree is? Like, that's really fucking expensive. And as kids, like, I was, especially for my parents, till to this day, like, in my mind, I'm sold on the idea that that if I go to college, I am gonna make so much money and this. But, like, at the same time, they just expect us to know what we want to do with our lives when our brains aren't even, like, formed. And one of the things I fear, because I've been saying, like, I want to work in the medical field since I was, like, in second grade, is that I'll get into college and I'll start doing like work for the medical field, or like start doing the work for biology and for like, you know, health sciences and like pre-med, and then I'll fucking hate it. Like, I won't want to do it. Like, what am I gonna do then? Like, I'm gonna be stuck there. Where's like the creativity? Like, yeah, I see all these people doing coding, but like, I can't see myself doing that. I can't see myself sitting at a computer typing and like writing code. I'm so sorry, that's not for me. I can't see myself being like having a business degree and sitting in a freaking cubicle in corporate America, typing and making Excel spreadsheets and talking about this and this, like in a freaking office that's like 72 degrees with coffee and small talk about how the weather and how much I hate fucking Mondays. We all hate fucking Mondays. I don't want to have this conversation. I want something that makes me interested. Nowhere in America you could like afford to live with on minimum wage. I'm just starting to get stressed because I hate that they expect me to have my life figured out and just know what I'm doing. And I hate how the job market is, even though it's not like I'm applying to any jobs, but I don't like how it is. Like most of us, we don't know about these like hidden careers. Like people be talking about some random career that they're making like six figures at. And I'm like, what are we talking about? I've never heard of this. Like all I hear is about like law, engineer, coding, and medical. Like past that type of realm, I am blank and I know nothing. Like I know nothing. And I wish I did, because like what if I realized like, hey, plastic surgery is not something I wanna, move on with. I don't wanna be a plastic surgeon. And then I'm like, oh my gosh, there's all these other jobs instead of like these like six, seven career paths they give us. And I'm like, tell us something else. People aren't getting jobs because of what they're passionate about or going to college for passion. They're getting going to college for money. And honestly, I don't blame them, because if you were like sitting here and being like, well, there's not really a stable market for the job I want to do, and it's not like I can live off a minimum wage without like working a ton, I would go and be like, yeah, I'm gonna be a freaking nurse too. I would be like, yeah, I'm gonna go be a lawyer and engineer. Yeah, I'm gonna go sit at a computer, write code. Yeah, I'm gonna work in some cubicle job in corporate America. It just seems boring. Like, I don't wanna do something that's gonna make me unhappy. And, but I also want money. Like, here's some stuff about my senior picture. We had to do so much poses. I was wearing heels and I was kind of uncomfortable because they're like, put your leg up, put your thing turned here, like, turn your body here, but like, do this and like, arch my back. I'm like, what are we doing? What are we doing? And I think I have like the worst posture, and I need to start using my phone like an old person. Like they were just telling me like lift my head up, and I'm like, oh, lift my head up. And it might be because I always look down at my phone. So if I look at my phone like eye level, then my head will be like leveled out, and I won't have as like, I don't know. I feel like it's bad from posture. But it's not good that I just want a relationship this bad right now. Like, what is wrong? Like, what is wrong? Ugh, I'm kind of anxious. And I'm already over school. Like, I literally woke up this morning and I'm like, this shit again. Like, really, this shit again? I didn't even get time to sleep like I told myself I was gonna do. Cause, like, I just ordered Panera. And also, I walked into school. And I don't know if I said this, but like, where are the hot people? I walked in here thinking there would be so much hot people. And then I'm just here by myself, being one of the hottest bitches out there. But then again, school's like really packed and crowded right now. Like, why is there so much people? I'm so exhausted and I fucking hate waking up already. I don't like leaving early. I don't like waking up early. I don't want to go to school anymore. I've had This is the third day and I'm already done. Like, what? I don't even think it's like senioritis. Also, it's the 20th Friday and it's 6 a.m. and I'm getting ready for school. Like, this is not the move for me. It's pitch black outside and we're going to school. Like, I can't do this. I can't. And I don't like it. I don't like waking up early. Don't want to go to this freaking place. I need like sleep, and I feel like everybody is so anti-rest. Like, I have like this idea in my mind that was like literally given to me by my parents. Like, they never, like, my parents, they never like sleep. They don't really prioritize sleep like that. And then if somebody in my family does, then they're called lazy. And I'm like, y'all are so anti-rest. Like, This is so weird to me. I don't have to constantly be working. And I'm like, literally yesterday when I was so freaking exhausted, I was like, oh, wait, I have this to get done. I have this to get done. But what if I don't get it? It's okay. Like, if I don't, like, sometimes I'm tired and I'm gonna go to sleep. I wanna prioritize my sleep. Like, yesterday when I came home from my senior pictures, I got home late and then I was like exhausted the whole time. And I just wanted to go to sleep, but I was like trying to force myself to stay up. And I'm just ready to go home and go to bed. But I know if like I don't go driving tomorrow, then my mom's gonna be like, Jane, you have no sense of responsibility. You don't have anything like that. And I'm like, I do have a sense of responsibility, but I also wanna prioritize sleep. None of these classes will ever be worth my sleep. Like, none of them. And I'm not gonna sit here and tell and like do whatever. Like, if I miss one assignment, it's whatever. But like my sleep, what's most important to me, I would rather sleep and miss an assignment than stay up and then like harm my mental health. And when I'm like, oh yeah, like this is what my priorities are, I'm gonna go take a nap, it's like, oh, you don't want to get anything done, you're lazy. I'm not lazy, I'm a person who values rest. And also, like, I completely think that COVID, like having COVID and a COVID year, just affected my brain so much, and it's so crazy. Of course, I'm not the same person I was like when I first turned 16 and the pandemic first hit, like, obviously. But at the same time, I just feel like it has so many effects on my mind. And I'm gonna see, like, how can I schedule whatever freaking doctor I need to go to? Because this is like, people are talking about the long-term effects of the vaccine. What about the long-term effects of this fucking virus getting it? Like, my brain is not, for whatever reason, it stopped recording, but my brain is not even on the same like capacity it was before. Like, it doesn't work the same. Nothing is like, my mind just feels so empty all the time. I'm so far away. Yeah, but my mind just feels so empty all the time, and my brain doesn't work the same at all. And it's hard for me to see like my parents be like, oh, you're lazy, you don't have no sense of responsibility, and like not value their sleep when and then go work at a job and like literally they're working themselves to the ground, working themselves into a deathbed. And it's just hard for me to see them like be like, yeah, you're lazy, like, and then like, be like, oh yeah, I'm working this many hours and I'm not even sleeping during the nighttime. And just see people in general do that. And then, like, especially my parents, but like, and then in the same breath be like, oh, you're sleeping, you're on da, da, da. Like this hustle culture, this like culture of always working. And it's not even for a job that pays well. Like, people are working themselves into the ground for paycheck to paycheck jobs. Like, people are working themselves to into their deathbeds for jobs where they're waiting for a paycheck for them to be able to live. When I'm like, I'm gonna value my rest, I'm gonna value like my mental health, I just don't really know how my mom can do it. Basically, what I'm saying is I'm not lazy, I just value sleep and I just value my mental health to a certain degree that I didn't before. And like I said, I'm gonna Google and do my research and try to find whoever like is doing research on like the long-term effects of COVID on your brain, because I feel like I am experiencing a lot of those effects. And I would rather like go to a doctor who knows what they're doing and who's gonna help me than just like sit there and not do anything. Hi guys. It's the 21st. It's 4:16 a.m. I went to sleep. It's August 21st, let me clarify. I went to sleep and I woke up at like 1. Mind you, I went to sleep at like 4 or 5 a.m. No, p.m. That'd be like almost 24 hours. I fucking hate intrusive thoughts. Like, they cause, like, I know it's like caused by like PTSD, but it's like, can you like get the fuck out? Like, I'm so honest. Like, can you get the fuck out? Like, you're so annoying. Like, what the fuck? Like, why are you in my brain? I'm over here sitting here in freaking economics today, and my mind's just like, hey. And I'm like, what if I said that out loud? That's what I think about. And I'm like, dang. And I really want to scream. So I just like start scribbling on my paper because of the freaking intrusive thoughts. And I fucking hate them. They're so annoying. Like, I'm just trying to live a nice, peaceful life. But my mind just doesn't want to let me do that. And I think I'm thinking about going back to therapy because I basically kind of ghosted my therapist. Well, basically, I missed too many appointments. And then she's like, somebody else just filled up my spot, you know. There's a need for mental health right now, of course. So I don't really blame her for filling up my spot. But I just can't do this anymore. Another thing I was thinking about is in one of my classes, like I have these people who I know and we're kind of like school friends. And they have their own group and they're closer to each other. You know, they have like their own group chat. And I feel like a lot of people have like a very established group of friends and a group chat at school and at high school. I don't have that. Like, I've never had that in my entire life. Like, I only have like two friends who I talk to. Like, I don't have like a group chat that isn't like school based, if that makes sense. Like, if there's a group chat involved, it's usually like start off because there's a project or we sit like at the same table and yeah, like basically there's a project or, you know, just like, hey, you know, like what's the answer or did you understand? Like that's the basis of the group chat. And that's kind of an issue for me because I don't know. I don't feel like it's an issue, but back to like the friends, and I just feel like not kind of like people would view me like an outsider or I'm like trying too hard. And I wish I didn't care about what people thought, but I'm gonna be honest, I do. And I care that like, oh, the people in the class who don't even know me like that are gonna view me as like trying to be a part of this friend group when I know these people. I'm just not as close to these people as they are to each other. I don't have an established type like friend group of people I know. I kind of had one in middle school, but it wasn't like, yeah, it just wasn't super like connected in a way. Like, yeah, it wasn't super connected, but I wish I kind of did. Like, I wish I was like, you know, this is my friend group and we text and we are cool and we all go to the same school. But no, like the only people I really text don't go to my school. Like, of course I have friends who I am closer with at school. Oh yeah, we're talking like all the time. And we're like close. But also today I'm so proud of myself. And if you have anxiety, you know this took a lot from me. I was like at lunch and then I was looking for somewhere to sit and then I just saw like a table and there was like two girls sitting there and I didn't think I knew them and I was just like, I didn't want to sit in the sun. So I just sat at that table and then turns out I did know that. I did know one of them. So works out correctly. Well, I didn't like, we have the same class and we're cool. I guess. I don't know. And tomorrow I might go volunteering, but it's already 4 a.m. So technically today at my school at 9 a.m. if I wake up, probably won't. But I was thinking like if I go volunteering, then I could like make friends for lunch. So I could like if they have the same lunch as me, we could like sit and chat and build a stronger relationship. I'm really trying. That's the thing. I am really trying. Like, I'm really trying to put myself out there. And yeah, another thing is I have a lot of anxiety around like smelling bad. Like, today in class, I felt like I smelled bad and I really care about my appearance, which I don't want to say it's like fully in a way it's like, yeah, I have to look good all the time. Like, I have to look good all the time. It's sometimes that way, but not always. Sometimes I'm just like, I don't want to, you know, like caring about your appearance doesn't mean you're like a control freak or something, but I just really care about like how I look and I don't want to, but basically it was like a double whammy. I felt like I smelled bad and I don't like smelling bad. I feel like it's rude to walk around and smell like you're gonna take over. Like you're putting the onion out of business, you know? So I literally carried deodorant for this specific reason. And I have perfume and I have lotion. So I went to the bathroom, put deodorant on, like reapplied, like pat down my armpits, put deodorant on. And I still felt like I stink and I don't like smelling bad at all. it's just like, I'm sorry if you're from my school and you were around me and I smelled bad. I am so sorry. I apologize, because I feel like that is one of the most disrespectful things you could do. The thing about having trauma, which I really just, I wish I just woke up and didn't remember it, you know, like just, I wish it was erased from my mind, of course. I feel like my life would be like a lot easier if that happened. Like maybe I would have less intrusive thoughts, but I'll be having a good day, good regular day, and then boom. Hey, remember about me? Hey, like, what are we talking about? Like, please get out of my mind. What are we, like, please, I was having a great day. But in conclusion, I'm thinking about going back to therapy. Don't ghost your therapist. Please, like, please. I'm thinking about going back, and I probably will, because I want to just, like, help with my intrusive thoughts. And just, like, you know, it's a school year. The reason I didn't want to go, like, I stopped going is because I feel like I didn't have anything interesting to say. Like, my life wasn't falling apart. I wasn't chronically, like, mentally ill the way I was before, and, like, chronically depressed and crying all the time, which I'm, like, really grateful for, because, like, if you are in that stage, I know what it feels like. It fucking sucks. And I don't like when people are like, yeah, get up and look in the mirror and smile and, like, just, like, change your life. Like, bitch, if I could, I would. You think if I, when I was depressed, I would, if I could just wake up and not be, like, sad and not want to cry and not want to lay down all the time and sleep and not want to, like, go through phases where I'm, like, eating a lot and just not eating or any of that. You think I wouldn't want to get out of my burnout and just do what I need to do and get them done? Like, I would if I could. Like, if I could just wake up and be like, yep, I'm fine. No depression. Depression, be gone. Anxiety, be gone. PTSD, be gone. I would. And I would do it a million times over and over. But also, the thing with therapy is, like, I don't want to continue going, because, like, one thing about me that makes therapy so difficult is, like, I hate being vulnerable, because I have, like, this, you know, like I said, trauma, like, it literally runs my whole life, but I have this thing where, like, I really do have a lot of trust issues. Your mind is, like, this, like, trying to protect you from experiencing another, like, situation like that, because they see situations where you trust somebody as dangerous. Like, that is a danger. Like, and I am, like, sitting there in therapy, like, having to be vulnerable, having to, like, tell this person, like, my life story, and I'm sitting here, like, dang, are they gonna switch on me? Are, like, they judging me? Are they gonna do this? Like, and then I just get that, like, mindset out of my mind, because at the end of the day, they can't really say anything. Like, that violates HIPAA. Like, they can't even, like, talk to anyone about what I'm going through, because that would be a violation. They can't, like, they deal with people who are going through similar things like me on the daily basis. I don't think they're really sitting here, like, not judging me for the things that I'm going through. Because, like, you know, this is their job, and you shouldn't really go into a career like that if you're going to judge somebody or make them feel, like, uncomfortable. I think I got, like, all of that was off my mind. This is, like, a diary session. Also, college applications. That's what I remember. I have to start applying, and I have a homework. Like, I have homework to do. Like, yeah, like, homework to get done. So, yeah, I have to, like, apply for college, like, start writing my essays. And I'm just trying to get all my homework done immediately. Like, I was supposed to get it done today, but then I just decided to sleep. Well, no, like, I slept for so long, because usually when I take a nap, it's, like, for a couple of hours. And I took a nap, like I said, around 5, and then, like, 4 or 5. And then I wake up and I'm, like, discombobulated. Like, I couldn't even believe that it was like 1 a.m. And I'm like, what the fuck? What the fuck? Ooh, was that kind of angelic? Okay, talk to you guys later. Hi, guys. It is August 21st and it is currently 1:51 p.m. But I just saw this Instagram Reels, because I've already spent too much time on TikTok, and it's only 1 p.m. Like, Okay. I saw this TikTok and I felt like I felt like this is what I was talking about yesterday. Well, or I think it was this morning. Yeah, I whatever. Basically, I don't, like I was when I was in online school and all of that, like I didn't feel like I really needed any more friends or anything like that. Like I was good for with the two people I talked to. Now that we're back in person, I'm like, dang, I really need friends. Like I am sitting here alone. Like I like it's all fine, you know, all I don't need any like anybody. I'm good by myself. I'm good with the people I have until I open Snapchat, until I open Instagram and see people living out their teenage life while I'm over here in my room recording these podcast episodes in my room talking to myself. Like it's all fun until I'm bored, you know? Let me see. How do you deal with intrusive thoughts? Because I was thinking about that yesterday and I should have Googled it. What? These reasons don't even seem okay. Maybe I should read into them more. I'm eating a cookie and I'm full. I don't know why I'm eating still. I have like really weird eating habits and my teacher is like making us do an assignment where we like write down what we eat. Not in like a calorie counting way, but like in a way like, oh, like what did you eat? Because we need like for economics, because we need to see like how much money you spent eating. I might not be in college, but I feel like this is a necessary item for you to get to college. You know those little like grandma wheelers things? Not the grandma wheeler, but people usually put like the groceries in there and they wheel. I feel like that's a must. Like that is so smart. And I've watched like so many what to get for college videos, and I haven't seen a single person tell me to get them. Like they're so smart. Like those little wheelie baskets. Let me see. Yes, like one of oh, I found one. Like the linen shop. They said it's like a shopping cart. Linen shopping cart. Definitely get one of those. Cause I feel like that is so necessary. Like you could put your laundry in there. You could use it for groceries. Like, and they're like 20 something dollars, so they're not horrible and they're great. Like, this is such a smart purchase. And I don't know why nobody is like sitting here telling you. You're probably living on a dorm, in a dorm, and you're probably gonna be living like floor number whatever, you know? You know how easy it would be instead of like having to do all of that, you just boom, wheel your things around, and it would be great because I wanna like bring a water jug. I know that sounds stupid to bring one of those 4 gallon jugs, and I don't feel like carrying that whole jug gallon. Like, I would rather put it in those wheelies, like hold it and put it in there, and then just wheel it around, and then boom, bam, I don't have to. Oh, how much of like, yeah, how much water bottles can you fit into like a 4 gallon jug? Like, how much water is in that 4 gallon jug? Like, there's some math that goes into that. Like, do you think a whole case of like 24 water bottles could fit into like if you emptied each one of them, do you think like a case of 24 could fill it up? Which would that make like the water jug cheaper? Maybe it's like one of those questions. I saw like this person on TikTok talking about it. I forgot their name, but I know they're like a drag queen and they talk about math. I really like their account because I might not really like math, but I like their account. Well, I'm gonna start telling myself I do like math because I need to pass. And if I tell myself I don't, then I'm gonna associate them together in my mind. And you know, sometimes you have to lie to yourself to get what where you need to be. And I know it's manipulation, but is it manipulation if you're manipulating yourself? Well, yeah, technically, but it's not like I'm putting anybody in harm's way. Like, it's manipulation for the best. Like, I'm telling myself I like math so I could focus on math more and I could do better in math. So, is it, am I wrong? No, I don't think so. I might be, but who knows? This is your reminder to go drink some water because I know you're sitting there, dry, cracked lips, dehydrated. Also, I have a bunch of work to do. So I should probably go do that because I've been sitting here recording for 7 minutes and this episode is going to be like so long. I already know it. And I have like a bunch of work to do. So we're going to go get started on that. And also my lotion, it spilled in my freaking book bag. Like I'm so mad. Like I was in my book bag. Like I was in my book bag. I was in class and then I was like just picking stuff out and I saw there was like lotion all over it, and it was gross and it was ill to wipe it off. And I think it came from my other book bag, like my pink one. And sometimes, like, I move my planner from one but back to another but back. So it literally just got all over and it's disgusting. All right, that's all for now. Talk to you later. Hi guys, it is August 22nd, 9:42 a.m. And let me just tell you what's been going on. So I've just I realized it's kind of hard for me to separate home and school. Well, not in a way a wide. Well, I don't know how to describe it. When I'm home and I do something awkward, I'm like, oh my gosh, if I was at school, that'd be horrible. Or if I do something that I would do at home, but I wouldn't do at school, I'm like, if I was at school. And I forgot how horrible that feels because I don't want to feel that way. I want to be okay, I'm at home, I could do whatever, and school is out of sight, out of mind, but it's not. School for me is miles away. Why am I thinking about it? But at the same time, here I am thinking about it. And that's kind of an issue because I just like to do what I do at home and not feel worried about things I do at school. If I did that at school. So yeah, that's the thought for right now. Talk to you later. Hey, I feel like I always pop in here after I watch TikToks. And it, TikTok really gets my mind thinking because my For You page, realizes, she's a thinker, you know? She's the thinker, you know? Let's put something, I don't even want to say philosophical because I barely even know what that means. But, let's put something on there that is, you know, get her thinking. So, I'm sitting in my noisy chair. So, if you hear, that's what it is. It was this video and it was, I was, they were saying, I always thought about, whether or not I should have kids. And I would always, go back and forth. And I would ask people who already have kids, do you regret having kids? And they'll be like, sometimes, you know, sometimes it's hard. But, and then the person was like, I sensed a lot of bullshit. I wish I could get their at. Actually, let me find it now. Dang it, I didn't even like the TikTok. And now I can't even find it. This is so awkward. But if I do find it, then I'll definitely tell you. So, they sense a lot of bullshit and they always wanted to have a conversation where somebody genuinely regretted kids. Having a kid, that's supposed to be your main purpose for a lot of people. And a lot of cultures, especially for women, they put on this thing that is the main purpose of your life. And I don't want to tell anybody they shouldn't have kids because I can't control what you do. But I don't want any kids. And every time I tell somebody that, especially older people from my family, even my mom, she's like, what? What do you mean? You're just 17. You don't know. And I'm like, yes, I do know. I know that I don't want kids. Because do people just forget, life is not just sunshine and rainbows. And there's just so much you could do. There's just so much that comes with life. And my mom will be in the breath, being how could you not want kids? While she's out here working double shifts. 3 days in a row at a job and not sleeping. I know parenting takes sacrifices, but that's a lot, you know, and not everyone is built for that. Let's be honest. Only some people are built to have children and some people are not. And it's completely fine if you're not built to have kids. I'm not gonna judge you because it's not for you. And other people have just different outlooks on life. For example, I saw this other TikTok and it was my friend who was an only child, when I told her I didn't want any kids, she was like, what? That's your purpose. Da, 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 da. Having kids will fulfill you. And having kids doesn't mean you'll be fulfilled. You have literally another human you have to take care of. That doesn't mean you're going to be fulfilled. And it really could depend on how you grew up. If you were an older sibling like I am, who at a young age was watch these kids do this and do that, would you want to have a kid of your own? No. Some people really endured a lot of trauma in their childhood. And for a reason, I don't want to have a kid and then have the kid endure the trauma that I went through when I was so young, because that just feels wrong and selfish to me in a way. Why would I want to have a kid knowing that life is like this, knowing that our planet is burning up? Yeah, my lips have been peeling like so much recently, and it's so annoying because I like having silky smooth lips, and I don't like when that happens. And I don't know if it's like chapstick, because like I use so like I've tried so many chapstick companies, and they all make my lips peel. Back to what I was saying, like it's a lot. There's just so much, and I don't want to put somebody who's so vulnerable into an environment where they can get hurt, because at the end of the day, like they don't know life. They haven't been here. Like, they don't know life. They haven't been here. We've been here. We've seen it. We've done it. Like, I've been living life for a couple years now. Like, you've been living life for, like, usually people over 20 years when they usually have kids. Like, you've been there. You've seen it. You've done it. Push myself to have a kid. I don't see myself doing that. Birth is scary. Don't want a kid. It's not that like having a kid is not a beautiful, amazing thing, because it is. Like the fact that a woman's body could like push out a full human is like crazy to me. Like if you think about it, it's like crazy. But that doesn't mean I want a kid. That doesn't mean I want something a little something like me running around. I don't want one. That's not something I look for or dream about. It's literally salt. It's a salt molecule. Why is that in my water? And what is sodium bicarbonate?
According to Wikipedia, sodium bicarbonate, commonly known as baking soda or bicarbonate of soda, is a chemical compound with the formula sodium hydrogen carbonate.
Sam's Club, I'm coming for you. Because this water is. This is supposed to be water. Can it just be water? Why do we have an ingredients list on water? It should just be water. Drink it, sip it, delicious. I heard they do that so you continue drinking the water. Because I've drank like 4 bottles of this and it's not even 3 p.m. and I'm still like dehydrated. What the freak? And when I do that with my other water, it never happens like this. This is horrible for you. Don't get Sam's Club water. This is not good for you. But to make a long story short, I don't want kids. And my mom is like, I want grandkids. So I'm like, babe, you have 2 other kids. They'll give you grandkids. And if you're my future lover, my future spouse, you know, and you're listening to this, you already know I don't want kids. So you want kids, you better figure that out. Because I'm not having any. I don't want any. And it's not for me. Like sometimes, of course, I think, oh, wouldn't it be cute? But then I'm like, dang, they never leave you the fuck alone. When I was working over the summer at summer school, I knew my hours were from 8 a.m. to 12:30. I would one, you know, and then I would go home. And then I was done. And I was working with like toddlers who are like 4 or 5. That's all the time if you're a parent. That shit never ends. That's commitment right there. And some of you guys already have commitment issues. How you expect to commit to that? I just see myself being the cool, fun aunt. Hangs out with her nieces and nephews sometimes if my brothers decide to have kids. Breaking the generational curse. I am livid that I'm not livid. It's just kind of upsetting that I have to be the one to break like this generational curse. Like, you know, the generational trauma, the generational issues. I feel like it's so ups like it's just so much work having to like dismantle and like break apart every single toxic thing that your family literally was like has lived on for eight. Deconstruct. Like, I have to deconstruct everything. Like, so many people are just living. Continue living that into like continue living that generational like trauma, generational curse. Like, I saw another TikTok, of course. Well, it was an Instagram reel, but you know, it's from TikTok. And it was like when you see your older sibling like continuing your parents' like generational like curse, and you realize you have to be the one to break it, like the getting married, you know, which I'm not saying marriage is bad, then having kids, and of course, I'm not saying having kids is bad, but then it's like, are you like mentally ready to have a kid? Like, are you even in the position to do that? Are you like, do you guys even have the finances to do that? Because some of the things I grew up with, and it's not that when I was born, my parents like didn't have the finances to like take care of me, or they had a kid before they were financially ready. They did have like the money for that, but I don't think they were like fully mentally ready and prepared because they were still living in that like what they were taught about, like, mental illnesses and mental health and, like, just the mental spaces and how to deal with kids who have certain things. Sure, I was a kid who, like, had tons of anxiety, but I just learned how to suppress it because I knew that if I reacted in a certain way, it, like, I would get yelled at. When in reality, like, I just realized, like, if I have to have kids, then I have to, like, really, like, be able to break apart every single thing like that. I have to do a lot of research before I even, like, consider, like, having a child. Like, if I am considering having a child, I have to do all of that because I don't want my kid to go through anything like that. I remember one time my mom, she bought, like, these skirts because we wore a uniform, and I had, like, a couple of them, and they were just the same type of skirts, like, khaki skirts. Well, they were skorts. These girls, they made fun of me. They're like, she's wearing the same skirt every single day. Like, first of all, bitch, there's a washing machine. It's an invention that was invented a long time ago. And then, second of all, like, even if I was in that financial position, and people just don't teach their kids things like that. They don't. They just, like, send them off and just be like, you do it. Like, the teacher's supposed to teach you that. Like, I've heard from, like, teachers while I was working at summer school that there would be teachers, there would be people who would send their kids and not teach their, like, who would send their kids to school and not even teach them how to potty train and expect the teacher to teach you that. First of all, this is not what it is. They're supposed to learn the alphabet, like, and the teacher has how many other kids in the room? How do you expect them, like, how to handle different situations? Like, if your friend is wearing the same clothes multiple times, like, or somebody in your class wearing the same thing multiple times, like, I think people should teach their kids, like, okay, maybe this person doesn't have that much money, but you can't make fun of them because they're a kid. Like, what do you want them to do? People would make fun of me for that, or they'll make fun of me because I couldn't afford the shoes they all had, and they'll make fun of so many things, like, and it was so horrible for me growing up, and I didn't really, like, realize how bad it was, because I was just, like, a kid in, like, my own little dream world. But then when you get older and you realize, like, oh, I do this because of this, I do that because of this thing that happened when I was a kid, now you're like, dang, like, I would have been so much more confident if it wasn't like that. So yeah, basically what I'm saying is, don't have kids if you're not, one, financially stable, and if you're not mentally prepared and physically prepared to teach them different things, how to react to different situations. Also, when people have kids, they just usually don't really think if, like, their kid could possibly have, like, a mental disorder or a disability. Like, I know it's not wrong for you to want a kid who, like, is healthy and things like that, but, like, you also have to be prepared, like, that you might have a kid with this, this, and that, and how will you be able to take care of that kid when they have this and this and that. I've literally seen people with kids with mental disabilities and things like that, or just other disabilities, and they just don't treat them that well, and it's really sad and heartbreaking, because I know that kid, like, they can't really control it or anything. Obviously, trigger warning if you have, like, a disability, and this might cause, like, flashbacks or things like that, but, like, I was once, like, one time I went to, like, this store, like, right next to my house, and I was shopping with my aunt, and there was this girl in there, and you could just tell she had, like, some type of, like, disability or something like that, and she was, like, just talking, like, just, and nobody was really talking to her, just, like, she was just doing certain things, and you could kind of, like, tell, and her mom was just being, like, so horrible to her, and then I just, like, felt so bad, because, like, she can't really control that, and the only person who's there for her to be, like, I don't know, the only person who's there to support her is, like, her parents. And her mom was, like, being so rude, and she's like, stop, like, stop. I'm like, she's like, stop doing this, like, stop. And then she's, like, hitting her, and I'm like, she can't really control it, like, and that's the thing, like, you don't have kids if you aren't fully ready to, like, address those things. Like, who knows, your baby might be premature, and they might have this, this, and that. Like, you need to be able to take care of a kid that has all of those things, and you have to be fully committed to doing that, and a lot of people aren't. And if you aren't committed to doing that, if you are in the position to do that, then don't. Like, then there's this kid who's going to have all this type of trauma and all this type of all these types of things because their parents didn't, like, don't know how to address them. And I'm not asking you to be, like, getting, like, a PhD in child studies and a PhD in special education. Like, I'm not asking you to get that. I'm just asking you to just, like, know the basics and be, like, fully involved in your kid. Oh my goodness, guess who it is again? Oh yeah, it's me. It's 5:11 p.m. same day, you know, Sunday, August 22nd. But I wanted to tell you, like, things that I was thinking about. You know, growing up in the society where, you know, white supremacy, like, literally runs shit and all of that, and it's just engraved in all of our heads. Like, if you follow me on TikTok, which you should, at JaneBelly0, yeah, JaneBelly0, go follow it, then you would, like, know, like, how I have 4C hair, and my hair would stand up, and, because, you know, 4C hair grows to the sky, okay, 4C hair grows to the sky, and, you know, it stands up, and I remember, and there was one time, basically, I'm telling you the TikTok. There was one time, like, okay, in elementary school, these girls would make fun of me for my hair because it would stand up. And mind you, I went to a school that was majority black. It wasn't like a PWI. Majority students there wore black, and majority students there had, like, 4C hair or other type of, like, type 4 texture. I was the one getting picked up on because my hair stood up, and it just caused a lot of, like, self-hatred to my hair and things like that. And mind you, I was, like, in, like, first, second grade, and it was just horrible for me to deal with because now, like, it still affects me, but we'll get into that a little later. These girls, like, would make fun of me, and one time my mom, she did my hair. My hair was, like, sticking up everywhere, and she didn't put any barrettes in them or nothing, so there's nothing holding my hair down, and it was just sticking up, and I was just like, I already know these girls are gonna make fun of me. And we sat in this hallway because we're in second grade, and, you know, like, not all the, they needed somebody to, like, watch the kids. So I was sitting in the hallway waiting for my teacher to come and get us, and we're going to the classroom, and my class sat all the way in the back, so I had to walk all the way over there. I had to walk all the way to the back of the hallway, and I already knew I felt like some of these girls were laughing at me and giggling. Like, I saw one of their faces, like, laughing. And a teacher came up to me and she was like, I really like your hair. And I was really shocked because I just, like, already, like, I already had so much self-hatred for my hair and things like that. And the teacher was, like, being so nice. I should get my hair like that. Who did your hair? Like, just such nice things. And after that teacher spoke to me, I don't think there was another. Well, yeah, there was other times. I don't know. But, like, the girls bullying me about my hair really didn't happen as frequently as it did before the teacher went up to me. And I still thank her for that, even though I don't remember her name or I don't remember much about her. I still thank her because it was just a really difficult experience. Growing up in this society, like, you really have to retrain your brain to like things that are black. If you are black, I remember like, even though I was young, I remember her being like, oh, your hair's so difficult to deal with, da da da. And she was like straightening, and she's like, I can't deal with this. And now that I've gotten older, my hair isn't difficult to deal with. Every single hair texture has times where it's difficult to deal with. That doesn't mean specifically black hair is difficult to deal with and that straight hair isn't. It's all about texturism, and it's all about white supremacy, because, like, it took me forever just to be comfortable wearing my hair out and even just taking an Instagram picture with my natural hair, without my hair in braids, without my hair in a sew-in, like, without my hair in crochet. Like, it just took forever for me to finally appreciate my hair. Having to fall back in love with black culture and black spirituality and everything like that, everything that was taken away from you due to slavery, due to segregation, due to white supremacy. So it's just, like, so difficult. And like I was talking before, like, having to be the person to break off the generational chain, the generational trauma, generational, like, just breaking off all of that is so difficult and nobody talks about. Like, if you're the one who's listening to this and it doesn't even matter if you're not Black or anything, and you know, like, what it's like to break off a generational chain of trauma and a generational chain of just unhealthy habits and things that are just, like, horrible for you and your family. Like, God bless you, because I'm in the same position as you. I'm in the same position because I have to be the one to be, like, educating my parents on, like, this is mental health, and it's, like, talking to a wall sometimes, and I have to be the person to be, like, you know, this is, like, Black spirituality, and it's not evil, it's not devilish, it's our culture, and it would have been our culture too if it wasn't taken away from us. Like, I'm Haitian, and people are saying Haiti is going through all these things like that because they're practicing voodoo, they're practicing this, they're practicing that. If they were just being Christian, if they were just following the words of God. And this is one of the main reasons I myself, like, moved away. Like, just don't want to, like, sometimes I just don't want to associate myself with Christianity, or just don't want to be a part of people who call themselves Christian, because what are you talking about? Like, what are you talking about? First of all, 97% of the population of Haiti are Catholic. Like, they are Christian people. Like, they believe in the same God you do. Like, and now people are, like, calling out, because everybody has this, now people are going on the internet being like, this is happening in Haiti because of this, this, and this, because of their voodoo practices. How do I reconnect with my culture when it's just, like, reconnect with the spirituality that my ancestors had before, you know, the French came and took them from wherever in Africa, I wish I knew, and brought them to Haiti, enslaved them, taught them Catholicism, for most of them are other forms of Christianity, and engraved in their head that this is what they're supposed to believe in, and what they believed in before is evil, and what they practiced before is evil, and the way their hair is bad, and their culture is bad, and their clothing is wrong, and all of that. Like, it just, sometimes I'm just, like, so shocked that every single thing in this world has some type of racist story that is rooted in white supremacy to do with it. Why you guys gotta make everything about race? You made it about race first, especially if you're white. Your ancestors made it about race. You made everything about race. Now I have to unlearn everything and be comfortable with my Blackness again, and learn that Black culture is beautiful. It's not ghetto. It's not this, it's not that. Like, it's fun, it's great, it's a culture, it's amazing. And now I have to fall back in love with everything like that. And another thing that I wanted to talk about is, of course, just like in any other community, there are issues within the community that are caused by the community. But one thing, like, I really kind of upsets me is, I feel like even though we're Black and we want to not, like, break away from stereotypes, we also uphold the same stereotypes, you know? Like, if you're a Black person who is alt and likes things that are alternative, or you're goth, or you're gay, or you're just, like, different from, like, most Black people, then you are, like, shamed, and you're seen as weird when you just like something, and there's nothing wrong with you liking these things or being these things. Like, if you're Black and you're part of the LGBTQ plus community, you would expect to get support from your people, because you're, like, you know, we're both oppressed, so I would expect you to support me. But no, they don't, and you're literally on your own. You would expect them to be out there helping you and fighting for you, but they're not. How am I supposed to be different when everybody just, like, when I'm just being put in these boxes and these stereotypes, and I want to be Black and, like, things that are different? Be like, you don't act Black. You're not acting Black. I am Black. That's enough to act Black. Like, what are we talking about? Like, I'm Black. That's it. what do you mean I'm not acting black because I want to listen to this, because I want to do this? Like, that doesn't make any type of sense. But then I also have to remember, like, this is what they were taught. And also, something that also upsets me is, like, the forgive and forget mindset. Don't forgive. Like, if somebody wrongs you to a certain degree, you don't have to forgive them. You don't have to forget it either. Because what do you mean forgive, forget? I'm not, like, they didn't apologize. What do you mean I have to forgive? And even if they did, like, there's a certain point where, like, what is an apology going to do? Is an apology going to make my trauma disappear? Is an apology going to stop me from, like, getting triggered from things or stop the trauma from affecting my life? No, I don't want your freaking apology. You could take that apology and shove it right up your ass, because I don't want it. I don't. You could keep it. You could keep it. You might as well not say it. Like, just, like, I don't have to forgive you. I don't have to forget it. I can remember. I'm just going to move on. And if moving on for me is healing, then that's all I need. That's what was on my mind. It's kind of heated. I'm going to end this episode here because this episode is already long. If you listen to all of this, I love you. Yeah, I really do. Because this is like an hour and something right now before I even edited it. Follow me on my socials. Follow this podcast on Instagram at Teenage Dream. This podcast on TikTok. I did change a username, but I don't remember what I changed it to, which is, it's Teenage Dream something. You know, or you could just go through my main Instagram at Jane Belizaire, or my JaneBelizaire. And then if you click my link tree, you'll find all my links to everything. Thank you for listening to everything that comes to my mind and listening to my freaking, like, diary rant session. I'm Jane, of course. I'm outie. Peace out.